News Radio WGPF, Williamson County Commissioner Brent Gentry is joining us on the end of the line this morning. Hey, Brent, how are you this morning, buddy?
Hey, Tom. Well, we need to be fishing because it's going to be a beautiful day. That's what we need to be doing.
Yeah, fishing would be good, but you know, right? But we still have to be rest up and be back home by 6 o'clock for the kids to come trick or treating tonight. So.
Oh, that's right. Today is trick or treating day, isn't it? Yeah. Well, some towns did it earlier, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Some last Friday, but where you and I live, it's 6 to 9 tonight. So.
So what are you going to dress up as, huh?
I don't know. Maybe a Cubs fan. It all depends.
There you go.
I don't think I've got any. I do have some Cubs gear in the back. So, hey, you know, speaking of contests, in this contest, I don't know how to bring this up tactfully, Commissioner, but I haven't seen much of your opponent, to be honest with you, and we've had a very hard time getting in hold of him.
Well, I don't think you're the first person that I know. We did a profile on the candidates for a newspaper, and they never did get a hold of him, and they went ahead with my part. And I know Channel 3 took like 3 or 4 days to finally get a hold of him. I'm really not sure. I don't know the gentleman. I'm sure he's a wonderful guy, but I don't know him. The way he became to get on the ballot is they have a slating period in May or June where a party can pick somebody just to put onto the ballot.
When you didn't have any contenders in the primary, they can just slate somebody and put them in the race for the general then.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I'm not a fan of it for either side, and I'll tell you why. If they have the passion to run for office and truly, truly care and want to run for the people, they need to put their name on the ballot at the same time that we all do. That would be last November. Before I ran for office, I went to 15 consecutive meetings. That's over 15 months to catch up on the issues and know what the board's doing, how they're acting, and what I should do if I was lucky enough to get in office. Now, that's passion, to run for office, to try to understand it. But I have never been a fan of slating on Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever. I've never been a fan of it. So, but it is a law. I'm sure the lawmakers made it for whatever reason, so it is what it is.
All right, but here's the thing, Brent. The reason why I pointed this out was, in the past, county commissioners' races in Williamson County have been pretty contentious affairs. Do you think the success, and when I say success, balanced budgets, for one thing, and done in advance, setting example for the people in Springfield, whether it's observed is another issue altogether. But do you think that that's one of the reasons why we haven't seen a contentious race? The current success of this board is maybe one of the reasons why you didn't see a bunch of contenders for the primary.
Well, I know they ask a lot of people, and they declined to run for it. I do know that for a fact. And I think that could be a part of the element. I think that when I first came into office, Tom, I saw, the good old boy system. I saw a lot of things going on, a lot of politics being played. So at times, they couldn't even balance the budget. And, yeah, you're right. We have balanced one for 12 years straight. There's only one budget, and that's a balanced budget. Hopefully, one of these days, the other levels can figure that out, government can figure that out. But we have a good board now. I'm not going to say that we always agree on every issue, which nobody does. But what I will say is we always come to a compromise, and that's what it's all about. So I think that could be part of the element, but there's a lot of factors. I think people that once you've been in office and you've proven yourself, I think that some people realize that you are trying to do the right thing because it's in your heart to do that. And I think that's one of the cases for me.
When it comes to county commissioners, when you talked about the good old boy network, early on when you took over, there were some really big issues that had people, the housing issue, the housing authority, I think is a prime example. You've made some forward movement when it comes to the commissioner's office, but the fact is you do one problem, there always seems to be another one, and this one's pretty substantial. The uncertainty of state monies while creating a county budget is something that you're literally doing right now.
Well, it's kind of a twofold situation. Number one, this budget process we're doing right now, honestly, has probably been one of the hardest ones I've ever sat through in my entire life. There's a lot of bunch of unknown factors of what the state's going to do. Your revenue is not coming in like it should be coming in. So there's going to be the office holders that get this budget, this tender budget there real soon, that are not going to be happy because they've been cut in a lot of areas. But I will say that this is what you call needs and wants. I mean, people that want things is one thing, and people that need things is another thing. It's just like at your house. You know, I'm sure you want, but if you can't afford it, you can't afford it, and that's the bottom line. And that's what we just have to say no. Are they going to be happy? The answer is no. Being a county commissioner's job is not a fluff job. Just go up, shake hands, and greet people. You know, it is. You actually will make people mad because they're not going to always agree with you. But you know what? That's part of it. You do what you think is right, and right is right, wrong is wrong, and keep the politics out of it, which is, good Lord, that drives me crazy when people put politics involved in everything. Keep it out of it and do what you think is best for your children and grandchildren on down the road. The second part of it, as you mentioned, is, yes, when I came in office, I took on some big battles. It could have make or break me. You know, I didn't care, Tom, because it was the right thing to do. The housing authority scandal, the good old boy system, the hiring all the favoritism and everything has led us into a mess right now where we stand today. I'm going to touch on that if you don't mind.
No.
But the housing authority just about killed me, but it was the right thing to do, and HUD said it was the right thing to do, and we won. We cleaned the board off, and they're running in the black today. But the reason why it just has one of the issues we got today is workman's compensation claims. Now, I don't care what anybody thinks about this, but this topic, I'm going to tell the truth on it. And the truth is that the reason why workman's compensation is out of control and so high is because hiring practices. When you hire from the good old boy network, or you hire people that aren't qualified, and this is just not even a county level. This is city level. This is a state level, federal level. It gets out of control, and you have a lot of, comp claims that might be a little frivolous. And then that turns into frivolous lawsuits. So this is something we have to work on for the next years to come to get this down, and we're taking big strides right now in a big-time fashion to get this back under control. Why is workman's comp so out of control is because the laws of the state of Illinois are not in our favor. I mean, they are just simply not in our favor. They're in the person that gets the comp claim's favor. Now, 4 years ago, we had a 40% decrease in workman's comp claims. Now, today, we have 18 comp claims, which is really down as far as the numbers go. But the impact of the seriousness of the injury is higher. So, trust me, we're working on this hard. This is something we've got to accomplish as a board to get it back under control.
Williamson County Commissioner Brent Gentry, and that budget process continues. We just got a couple of short seconds here. Brent Gentry, Williamson County Commissioner, when do you expect that budget to be done? Are you only going to be doing a short-term budget to deal with the uncertainty from Illinois?
No, we're going to do the full deal,
okay.
And I think we're going to be passing out the tentative within a week.